Day 34, the trap of performance. I have found that the concept of performance is at the root of whether I feel like a victim or a victor. If I perform up to the standards I've set for myself or that others have set for me, I feel like a victor. Fail to perform up to those ever elusive standards, and I'm a victim. As quoted from the book, Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 3. Feelings. They are the trap of performance. If I perform in a way that looks good in the eyes of others, I feel good about myself. I feel like a victor. If I fail in the eyes of others, I feel bad, and victim thinking tries to take hold. Performance in religion is the single most damaging thing we can be a part of when it comes to living the life of a victor. Unfortunately, the Christian faith isn't immune to performance-based standards. So many people I speak with that have little or nothing to do with church say that it's the hypocrisy in the church that turns them off so completely. That hypocrisy can be steeped in performance issues. I bet you feel the same way when hypocrisy, based on holding out standards that are so easily missed, comes against you and your life. Think about the last self-professed Christian leader or role model who has taken a tumble morally. Doesn't it feel a little bit good to see someone who one moment is attacking the sin in this world only to find their reputation tarnished by that same sin in their life? When we use performance as a benchmark as to how good a follower of our God we are, hypocrisy is quick to rear its ugly head. When I choose to live by the fact that my performance will never be good enough for my God, I begin to have compassion for those around me who struggle like I do with living up to the ever-growing list of do's and don'ts religion likes to put on me. You see, God is perfect. I'm not. His standard is impossible for me to attain. If I take it upon myself to try to be perfect or fall into a misguided, rules-based religion in an attempt to come close to Him, I'm doomed to live life with the prospect of victim thinking lurking at the door of my heart. That's why I believe in Jesus. He was and is perfect. He was able to live up to the standards of a perfect God and paid the price for my not being able to do so. That's what makes me a victor. Any focus on performance and religion will only leave me discouraged and make it impossible to attain my goal. The Bible reminds me about my abilities and my understanding of right and wrong when it comes to living a life with God. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." Proverbs 3:5-6, New International Version. Look, there's nothing wrong with setting goals and using my natural abilities to reach for those goals. Same goes for our striving to know God. What I'm saying is that we have to hold loosely the results of our natural efforts. Sometimes our best efforts just fall short. That's when victim thinking can take hold. I'm also not saying that as a follower of Christ, I'm not to do anything. There's plenty for me to do as I follow Christ in my life. I'm just choosing to not let whether I perform up to some man-made standard to be what defines whether I'm living like a victor or a victim, to be what controls me today. How about you? Ready to live like a victor today? Then let Jesus' actions on the cross be what makes you a victor, not how well you perform today.